My dream would be that, whether we're here or we're gone, that, the grandkids would come here and appreciate that this place has been preserved, and understand the value of keeping it like it is, and that they would be able to feel proud. None of us are really special, all of us are stewards to one degree or another, and the years that we spent here as owners, and I put owners in quotes, we were the owners, but it always felt like we were stewards more than owners, that it never felt like the land was ours to just do whatever we wanted with. It just felt like we had been put in a position to take care of it for all the people that were coming at the time and enjoying it, and for, everybody that was coming after. That's always was a real strong feeling of stewardship, and not, I own it, I can do what I want. Probably just because we were sharing it with so many people. They were just so many folks coming and really emotionally invested in the whole place as we were.
It's the hardest thing is not to make a change. The hardest thing is to keep something the same. Changes are easy. Walk out the door and go do a change. It's really hard to walk out the door and keep it the same. I know I could tell you that I couldn't get any sleep for years because as an engineer, I go, oh, that top springs, what I could do with the top springs. And I did all the paperwork and all the calculations and submitted a top springs hydroelectric plan to the government. And all this, and then you go, whoa. Let's come down out of the top springs and take a look from a different standpoint. That's always been a thing that we had to work with and constantly be trying to convince people to stay in the box. Don't make the box any bigger. The hot springs always filled in when there was a void. If you were gone a little bit low on cash, 2 weeks later, something would happen where it would bring it back magically. Or somebody would accomplish something that you needed doing. And that, in many ways, that's kind of what was always going on. I know it was done, through methods, but there was always a forward-moving, positive process going on for the most part.
Being off-grid, and yet offering the amount of comfort and, convenience and stuff that we do I think that's just way cool. But the hydroelectric, was able to come to be. I always enjoy it when somebody comes in that hadn't been here for 20 years or 30 years and they go, wow, it's really nice, but it's just like I remember it.
All the people here, are coming and knowing what we're doing and stuff. They were like an army. The people that were coming, people that were working here, staff, they were just like the Red Cross of healing this thing, getting it put together, really. By yourself, you were just standing there on top of a soapbox. You would have never been able to do it, but it was a crowd of people that helped immensely. Absolutely, couldn't do it without them. And I have to say, this is important, and it sounds like blowing a horn, but without Terry, it couldn't have happened. Everybody knows me. Terry's a little bit shyer. She doesn't go jump in the water a lot. Because of her skin, she doesn't run out and land or something like I do. I built some of these buildings naked. I wear boots. A nail belt, that's it. But Terry Yeah, I'll guarantee you it wouldn't have happened. Absolutely.
It wouldn't have happened without you either.
It doesn't matter. I would have not have lasted. I would not have been able to do it. No way.